East Coast Breakfast.
And a group of exceptionally talented dancers from Wentz, Durban, have made South Africa proud. They've clinched the top honours at the United Dance Organisation World Street Dance Championships. Jared Watson is right here to my left. He is the artistic director of the group. He's with us this morning, missing, you know, really, really critical rehearsals and all the things that World Street Dance Champions do, to just come and hang with us. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Jared. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for joining us this morning.
No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
What are we taking you away from that you're able to spend time with us this morning? I mean, what is it? What is today? Leg day? Is it popping day?
What? It is. It's everything day, you know, in terms of dancing. As a dancer, you always got to keep your body fit and you always got to keep your body strong. So, but I mean, it's early morning. So after this interview, we'll go straight into our training again.
Respect.
Yeah. We've also got Shay Botman with us. He's a double champion. He says we can call him Shady. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
We can call him Shady.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Shady.
He's pop. He's cool like that.
Yes, okay.
Stage
yeah.
Manager.
Yes.
Yeah, well, welcome, guys. Well, so wait, I had a question, but I got to ask you this now. We know what rugby players do at gym. We know what sevens guys do. We know all that sports. What do you guys like when you say you're training? Like actual. Push-up, burpees.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean,
5K runs.
The full Monty. So where we practice in our space in Treasure Beach, we have a big field. We usually do about 5 to 6 jogs around the field. And then after we do that, we come in and we do a very dynamic stretching session. The body nice and open.
You're being very disrespectful. I don't know if you've watched any dance movies. If you know what dancers actually go through to get their bodies.
Runs.
Yes. Rugby players can't go for as long as dancers can. I can guarantee you that.
So
absolutely. I think people forget it's an Olympic sport minus exactly. Ray Gun.
It is.
Shady, I have a question. Mm-hmm. You got to tell us more about the World Street Dance Championships in the UK. Okay. When did it happen? How did you get there? How did you get involved? What happened?
So it happened last week, basically. And I got there through this guy sitting over here. He just asked me to join his studio. And I was like, okay, cool. I never expected to go to the UK. It was just to join his studio. And eventually I saw myself in UK and standing with 2 trophies in my hand, you know. So I was just like, okay. But it was a great experience. And yeah, it was amazing. It was really amazing.
Maybe just school sky, share some of the training that you go through as a physical dancer and what people actually go through to do this.
Ooh, so I'm a b-boy, you know. So
yeah, we saw there the Olympics. Yes.
Yes. So I wasn't there yet.
Yeah, not there, not but yet. Yeah, that type of dancing. B-boy.
Don't,
yeah,
don't sell yourself short. I mean, you're a double champion. Yeah. You're an A-boy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Why are you calling yourself a b-boy?
No.
Well, it's just sorry, they know nothing about dancing, clearly.
Yeah. Oh, continue. Yes.
So, yeah, training is, it takes a lot, like, especially with the moves that we do. Our body constantly has to go through quite a lot of stuff. So I would say that our training is, like, very high intensity, especially for b-boys, because we're always spinning on our hands, spinning on our heads.
Yes.
So it's quite intense, yeah.
A lot of strength work is needed.
Yeah.
A lot of core work as well.
Yeah.
Yes, Shay, yes. Give us your dancing history. How did each of you get started in dancing?
So, I started at the age of 5.
Mm-hmm.
I was into Michael Jackson, as everyone else, you know.
Yeah.
Always wanted to be like him and just standing in front of the TV dancing and stuff. And then my grandmother recognized that I can actually dance. And she was like, "No, I'm going to put this child in like a dance school." And I think that's where everything just started to like build up, basically. And now I am where I am.
So Jared, Litz and Shady, you can both answer this. Do you think there's, what is your future looking like in terms of professional dancing, specifically for you, Shady? Because you're quite young. So where do you see yourself going professionally in your career?
Well, honestly, I do think I would be overseas like a lot more, especially after this competition, because obviously I got recognized like as a champion in UK right now.
Yeah.
So for myself, overseas, doing what I need to do, dancing professionally like 24/7.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then tell us about the awards that you got and in what categories as well.
So the first one was for over 18 advanced category. It's like just people over 18 basically, and then what they did was all the winners of all the advanced categories they put together to battle it out, and then I came out on top again.
Nice. Okay.
Respect. Respect. And like when you bump into other people from Wendy's, and you know, what do you say to them? Say, hey, what are you doing nowadays? Like do you think you could inspire the youth of Wendy's to choose dance as a vocation?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think also like it's for them to look up to me in a certain manner, just to be like, okay, he respects his craft and what he's doing. So I think I should do the same in whatever craft they're doing, whether it's soccer or I think it's something like that.
What would you say to other kids, just in general, that want to get into dance and not sure? Because a lot of people on TikTok think they can dance and they can't. What would you say to people that really have a grit and talent for it and really want to be a professional dancer?
It's hard work. It's a lot of hard work. And not everything is just going to come to you like the way you think it is. You're not just going to practice move once and get it, you know. You have to keep on going, like, and especially like for newer dancers, they think like, oh, this guy, he's so dope, he literally just woke up and did it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not like that. You have to practice. Like for me, it took like plus 10 years to get to where I am right now.
So Jared, hip hop is a global movement. It has its roots in expression, in resilience, in community. How do you think hip-hop can change the world?
Oh, I think hip-hop can change the world in so many different ways. It's such a positive impact. I mean, you know, coming from Wentworth especially, and, you know, the narratives, the negative narratives that come out of it. When a child is basically invested in something that can develop them, and taking hip-hop and showing different styles in hip-hop, it gives them something to look forward to and gives them an alternative than rather getting into the wrong things.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that hip-hop is definitely changing the world globally, and impacting positively on the world.
Well, the two of you are a great inspiration and you're doing great things. Congratulations. Yeah. And onwards and upwards for both of you.
Yeah, definitely. And if you don't mind, if I could just like to mention, you know, for dance movements, it was quite a process to get into this. And while we have Shay sitting here with us, we do have other 7 kids that were also on the team, you know, that did exceptionally well. And I just love to say a big shout out to Nakaden and Zeke, Awami, Jawad, Kaylin and Camden, who was also holding the flag high there in the UK with South Africa, who also managed to place South Africa on the global map with coming in 3rd and 2nd. And I mean, it's crazy because there's 30 countries that are there and over 4,560 dancers participating.
So and you guys got 1st, 2nd and 3rd.
Exactly. So while we have our double champion here sitting with us, we also have kids that are unfortunately couldn't be with us here because they're in school and they're all in their matric year. And, you know, to elaborate on what Carmen was saying, you know, these kids are in matric and they're working so hard, but they dancing's about dedicating and sacrifice. Yeah. And they, you know, all they just did was school and dance. So if you really put your mind to something, you can do it.
Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you so much, Jared and Shady. We look forward to, apparently there'll be a dance and a challenge on TikTok that you'll be doing with Darren. I'm not sure if you're going to be involved
or not.
I'm out. I don't have the guts to dance to professional dancers. It'll be available soon on our socials.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.